The next word is while. The word while in English can be used in different contexts. It is most frequently used to express simultaneity or a contrast between actions. It can also be used to express a period of time. Here is an example of the first use, with the word while being translated with the Russian word pe-o-ka. Poker. Sentence. While I was reading, my phone rang. Russian. Пока. Я читала, мне позвонили по телефону. Breakdown. Пока. Poker. Pronounced P-O-K-A-H, this word translates to while in the sense of simultaneity. Я. Я. Pronounced Я. I, this is the nominative form of the personal pronoun, meaning it is the subject of the sentence. Читала. Читала. Pronounced КИТАХЛА. Was reading, this is the past tense, feminine form of the verb читатери. Читат. Pronounced КИТАТ. МНЕ. НИ. Pronounced M-I. To me, this is the dative form of the personal pronoun, meaning it is the indirect object of the sentence. P-O-Z-V-O-N-E-L-E. Позвонили. Pronounced P-O-Z-V-O-N-E-L-E. Called, this is the past tense form of the verb Z-V-O-N-E-T-E-R-E. Z-V-O-N-E-T. Pronounced Z-V-O-N-E-T. P-O. P-O. Pronounced pa, by, this is a preposition meaning by or through in this context. Telefonu. Telefonu. Pronounced telefonu. Telephone, this is the dative form of the word telefon. Telephone. Pronounced telephone. English while equals пока. Пока, Russian. Пока. Пока equals while. The next word is not. The word not in Russian is не. Pronounced нет. It is a negative particle that precedes a verb to negate it, and it is often used with other words and phrases. Here is a simple sentence using не. Я не ем яблоки. Я. I, pronounced, я. Не. Not, pronounced, нет. Ем. Eat, pronounced, ем. Яблоки. Apples, pronounced, яблоки. Translation, I do not eat apples. Key concepts. Не. Can be used in both present and past tense. In the past tense, не precedes the verb, but in the present tense it is used before the verb or after the subject. To say, do not use не before the verb. For example, я не хожу. I do not walk. To say, did not use не before the verb. For example, я не ходил. I did not walk. Pronunciation. Не. Нет. Я. Я. Ем. Ем. Яблоки. Яблоки. Variations. The word. Не. Is also used with adjectives, adverbs, and other parts of speech to create a negative. When не is used with an adjective, it can mean not or no. For example, это не красная машина. This is not a red car, or this is no red car. Note, the pronunciation of нет in the English language sounds almost identical to the Russian pronunciation of the word, making it easy to learn. The next word is might. Hush, hush. Unmog Bupaitiv Magazine. Unmog by Poitiv Magazine. Breakdown. On. 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 Hiemoge. Mog. Mog. Could. Was able to. Note. This is the masculine singular past tense form of the verb emocere. Much. Mock. To be able to be capable of, to might. Key concept. Emocere. Much. Mock. Is an irregular verb. You will need to learn its forms. Beyeru. By. Would. Note. This is the conditional particle, and is only used in conjunction with the past tense. Key concept. Beyeru. By. Is often used to express possibility, or hypothetical situations. Peoikdatkoitee. Paiti. Poiti, to go, infinitive. Key concept. Peoikdatkoitee. Paiti. Poiti is a perfective verb. It implies a completed action, and has only one form. There. V. In. To. Preposition magazen. Magazine. Magazine. Store. Translation. He might go to the store. Pronunciation. On. 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 Sounds like. Onemoge. Mok. Mog sounds like mode beyeru. B. By sounds like bepeoik that koyite. Poiti. Poiti sounds like poiti there. V sounds like vmagazen. Magazine. Magazine sounds like magazine. Variations. O-N-A-M-O-G-L-A-B-E-R-U-P-E-O-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y-T-E-V-E-M-A-G-A-N-A-N. Onamoglobupaitiv Magazine. Onamoglobupaitiv Magazine, she might go to the store. M-E-R-U-M-O-G-L-E-B-E-R-U-P-E-O-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y-T-E-V-E-M-A-G-A-N-A-N. Mumoglobupaitiv Magazine. My moglobupaitiv Magazine, we might go to the store. O-N-E-M-O-G-L-E-B-E-R-U-P-E-O-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y-T-E-V-E-M-A-G-A-N-A-N. Onimoglobupaitiv Magazine. Onimoglobupaitiv Magazine, they might go to the store. English, might Russian. Mok. Mok. Pronunciation. Mok. Sounds like moch. The next word is must. The word must in English expresses obligation or necessity. In Russian, we have several ways to express this concept. Here's one example using the word должен. Должен. Pronounced должен, meaning must or should. Sentence. Я должен поехать на работу. Я должен поехать на работу. Breakdown. Я. Я. Pronounced. Я. I. Subject pronoun. Должен. Должен. Pronounced. Должен. Must. This is the key word, expressing obligation. It's a masculine singular form, agreeing with the subject. Я поехать еру. Поехать. Pronounced. Поехать. To go, this is the infinitive verb, meaning to travel. Na. Na. Pronounced. Na. To. Preposition indicating direction. Rabotu. Rabotu. Pronounced. Rabotu. Work. This is the accusative case of the noun rabota. Rabota. Pronounced. Rabota. Which is used after the preposition na. Translation. I must go to work. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and verbs often change their endings to agree in gender with the noun they modify. In this case, должен. Должен. Is masculine singular, because the subject, я, is masculine. Case. Russian nouns change their endings based on their grammatical function in a sentence. Here, erabotu, rabotu, is in the accusative case because it's the direct object of the verb poyekhateri, poyekhat. Variations. Poljen, dojen, can be replaced with other words that express obligation or necessity. Nado, nada, pronounced nadu, must, more general and less forceful. Nujeno, nujna, pronounced nujno, must, similar to nado, nada. Sljebujete, sljeduit, pronounced sljeduet, should, more formal. Pronunciation guide. Ya, ya, pronounced as ya, poljen, dojen, pronounced as dojen, poyekhateri, poyekhat, pronounced as poyekhat, na, na, pronounced as na, erabotu, rabotu, pronounced as rabotu. English, Russian translations. Must poljen, dojen, pronounced dojen. The next word is home. The Russian word for home is dom, pronounced dom. This word can be used as a noun referring to a building where one lives, or as an adjective describing something that pertains to a home. Here is an example sentence. Я люблю свой краткий дом. Я люблю свой дом. This sentence means, I love my home. Breakdown. Я. Я. I, pronounced, я, this is the nominative case of the personal pronoun, which is used when the pronoun is the subject of a sentence. Люблю. Люблю. I love, pronounced, люблю, this is the present tense of the verb люблю, любить, to love. Note how the ending changes to reflect the subject, I, свой краткий, свой, my, pronounced, свой, this is a possessive adjective that indicates ownership. The adjective свой краткий, свой, is used when the possessor is the same as the subject. Dom. Dom. Dom, pronounced dom, this is the noun dom. Dom. In the accusative case. It is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb люблю. Люблю. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns are gendered. The word dom, dom, is masculine. Case. Russian nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in the sentence, a process known as declension. Possessive adjectives. Possessive adjectives in Russian agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Variations. Plural. The plural form of dom, dom, is doma. Domes. Pronounced dama. English, Russian translation. Dom. Dom. Pronounced dom. The next word is never. Hash hash. Никогда. Не. Будет. Слишком. Поздно. Учиться. Breakdown. Никогда. Никогда, never, this word is used at the start of a sentence, and is similar to the English, never. It is an adverb of time, and has an emphasis on the negation of an action. Не. Не, not, this is a negation particle in Russian, similar to the English, not. It is added to a verb to make it negative. Будет. Будет, will be, this is the future tense of the verb, to be. It is used in conjunction with the negation particle. Nye. To express that something will not happen. Slishkum. Slishkum, to, this is an adverb that means, to, or, excessively. It emphasizes the degree of something. Pozdna. Pozdina, late, this word is an adverb of time, and indicates that something is happening after the appropriate time. It can also be used as an adjective. Uchitsa. Uchitsu, to learn, this is a verb meaning, to learn, or, to study. It is a very common verb in Russian, as learning is a very important aspect of life. Meaning, it is never too late to learn. Variations. The word Nikogda is often used in emphatic statements to express strong negation. The word Pozdna can be used in the phrase Pozdna. Vyechiram. Pozdina, vyechiram, which means late in the evening. The verb Uchitsa can be used in the phrase Uchitsa. Shkoli. Uchitsu, vshkoli, which means to study in school. Translation. Never not will be too late to learn. The next word is include. The word include in Russian is vkluchat. Vkluchat. This verb is irregular, so it's important to memorize its forms. Sentence. Mete utseyenu vkluchayetesya zea veteraka. Viet utseyenu vkluchitsja zavtrak. Breakdown. Mete utseyenu. Viet utseyenu. This price, literally. In this price, VKLUCHAYETESYA. VKLUCHITSJA. Is included, the sir at the end of the verb indicates that the action is performed on the subject, in this case, the price mea veteraka. Zavtrak. Breakfast. Key concepts. The sir suffix. The sir suffix in Russian verbs adds a reflexive meaning, meaning the action is done by the subject on itself. In this sentence, the breakfast is not actively doing anything, but rather it is being included in the price. Irregular verbs. Vkluchat. Vkluchat is an irregular verb in Russian, meaning it does not follow the standard rules of conjugation. It's important to learn its forms. Pronunciation. V. Etu. Etu. Tsenu. Tsenu. Vkluchayitsa. Vkluchayitsya. Zavtrak. Zavtrak. Translation. Include. Vkluchat. Vkluchat. Included. Vkluchino. Vkluchino. Masculine. Vkluchina. Vkluchina. Feminine. Vkluchino. Vkluchino. Neuter. The next word is course. Course. Lekcii. Peo. Ruskamu. Yazyku. Начинается. В. Следующий. Понедельник. Breakdown. Course. Course. This is the noun for course and refers to a series of lessons or classes on a particular subject. Lekcii. Lekcii. This is the plural form of the noun. Lekcija. Lekcija. Which means lecture. This word is often used to describe a course of study where lectures are the main method of teaching. Po. Pa. This preposition means about or on and is used to indicate the subject of the course. Ruskamu. Ruskamu. This is the dative case of the adjective. Ruski. Ruskii. Meaning Russian. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb or preposition. Yazyku. Yazyku. This is the dative case of the noun. Yazyk. Yazyk. Meaning language. Начинается. Начинается. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Начинается. Начинается. Meaning to begin. The. This preposition means in and is used to indicate the time of the course's beginning. Следующий. Следующий. This adjective means following or next. Понедельник. Понедельник. This is the noun for Monday. Translation. The course of lectures on the Russian language begins next Monday. Key concepts. Dative case. This grammatical case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb or preposition. It is often used with prepositions like for, pa, and the. Present tense. The present tense is used to describe actions or states that are happening now. In Russian, the present tense often has different forms depending on the subject of the verb. Noun cases. Russian nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. These changes are called cases. The dative case is one of the most common cases. Pronunciation. Course. Cause. The K is pronounced like the K in kick. The U sound is like the U in moon. The S is pronounced like the S in sun. Lekcii. Lekcii. The L is pronounced like the L in light. The E sounds like the E in get. The K sound is like the K in kick. The TS sound is like the TS in hats. Pa. Pa. The P is pronounced like the P in pen. The O sound is like the O in hot. Ruskamu. Ruskamu. The R is pronounced like the R in run. The U is pronounced like the U in put. The S is pronounced like the S in sun. The K sound is like the K in kick. The O is pronounced like the O in hot. The M is pronounced like the M in man. The U sound is like the U in moon. Yazyku. Yazyku. The Y sound is like the Y in yard. The Z sound is like the Z in zebra. The I is pronounced like the I in machine. The K sound is like the K in kick. The U is pronounced like the U in moon. Начинается. Начинается. The N is pronounced like the N in no. The A is pronounced like the A in father. The CH is pronounced like the CH in chair. The I is pronounced like the I in machine. The N is pronounced like the N in no. The I sound is like the A in say. The E is pronounced like the E in get. The TS sound is like the TS in hats. The Y sound is like the Y in yard. V is pronounced like the V in voice. Следующий. Следующий. The SL is pronounced like the SL in sleep. The E sounds like the E in get. The D is pronounced like the D in dog. The U is pronounced like the U in put. The Y is pronounced like the Y in yes. The ush sound is like the sh in ship. The ch is pronounced like the ch in chair. The I is pronounced like the I in machine. The y is pronounced like the y in yes. Понедельник. Понедельник. The p is pronounced like the p in pen. The o sound is like the o in hot. The n is pronounced like the n in no. The e sounds like the e in get. The d is pronounced like the d in dog. The l sound is like the l in light combined with the n in no. The ick sound is like the ick in kick. English translation. Course. Cause. Lectures. Lekcji. On. Pa. Russian. Ruskomu. Language. Yaziku. Begins. Начинается. In. The. Following. Следующие. Monday. Понедельник. The next word is house. The English word house translates to dom. Pronounced dom in Russian. The sentence. У меня есть большой дом. Pronounced у меня есть большой дом. This sentence means I have a big house. Here's a breakdown of the grammar. У. Pronounced U is the preposition at or by, but in this case it means I have. Меня. Pronounced меня is the pronoun me. Есть. Pronounced есть is the verb to be in the present tense, but literally translates to there is. In this case, the sentence means I have. Большой. Pronounced большой is the adjective big. Дом. Pronounced дом is the noun house. Key concept. The word order in this sentence is subject verb adjective object, which is the standard word order for most Russian sentences. Variations of the word house. Домик. Pronounced домик is a small house or cottage. Дом. Pronounced dom can also be used as a verb meaning to house, for example, я дома. Pronounced я дома, which means I am at home. English, house slash h a letter 28s slash Russian. Дом. Slash dom slash. The next word is report. The word report in Russian is отчет. Отчет. This word can be used as both a noun and a verb. Here's a sentence using report as a noun. Я получил отчет о проведенном исследовании. Я. Я. I. Pronunciation. Я. Получил. Получил. Received. Pronunciation. Получил. Отчет. Отчет. Report. Pronunciation. At child. O. O. About. Pronunciation. O. Provedenum. Provedenum. Conducted. Pronunciation. Provedion nom. Isledovani. Isledovani I. Research. Pronunciation. Isledovani. Translation. I received the report about the conducted research. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender. shirt. Ochiot is masculine. You can tell it is masculine because the ending is yurt. Yacht. Cases. Shirt. Ochiot is in the nominative case because it is the subject of the sentence. Let's look at a sentence using report as a verb. Преподаватель попросил студентов отчитаться о проделанной работе. Преподаватель. Преподаватель, teacher, pronunciation. Преподаватель. Попросил. Попросил, asked, pronunciation. Попросил. Студентов. Student of, students, pronunciation. Student of. Отчитаться. Отчитаться, to report, pronunciation. Отчитаться. О. About, pronunciation. О. Проделанной. Проделанной, done, pronunciation. Проделанной. Работе. Работе, work, pronunciation. Работе. Translation. The teacher asked the students to report on the work they had done. Key concepts. Infinitive. The infinitive form of the verb, report, is отчитываться. Отчитываться. Imperative mood. The verb отчитаться. Отчитаться is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Word and pronunciation. Report, noun. Отчет. Отчет, отчет, report, verb. Отчитываться. Отчитываться, отчитаться. The next word is group. Sentence.
Студенты собрались в группу, чтобы обсудить проект.
Breakdown. Студенты. Students.
Студент.
Student is the singular form, and
студенты.
Students is the plural. You can pronounce it as студенты. Собрались. Gathered, this is the past tense, plural form of the verb. Собираться. To gather. Собираться. Is a very common and useful verb. You can pronounce it as собирались. In is a preposition, meaning in or into. You can pronounce it as в.
Группу.
Group.
Группа.
Group is a feminine noun, so you need to use the feminine form of the preposition. Which is you can pronounce it as
группу.
Чтобы. In order to, so that, this is a conjunction that introduces a purpose clause. You can pronounce it as
чтобы.
Обсудить. To discuss, this is the infinitive form of the verb. You can pronounce it as
обсудить.
Проект. Project.
Проект.
Is a masculine noun. You can pronounce it as проект. Translation. The students gathered into a group to discuss the project. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Russian nouns have gender, and this affects the form of adjectives, pronouns, and certain prepositions. Verb conjugation. Verbs change their form depending on the person, number, and tense. Prepositions. Russian prepositions are often followed by specific case forms of nouns. English and Russian word translations and pronunciation. Group.
Группа.
Группа, students.
Студенты.
Студенты. The next word is case. This is a good example of a word that can be used in many different ways in Russian. It has multiple meanings, and can be a noun, adjective, or even a preposition depending on the context. Here is a sentence in Russian using the word
Случай.
Случай, which translates to case, as a noun.
В этом случае
я не могу вам помочь.
В этом случае я не могу вам помочь.
В in at этом. Этом
this. Случае.
Случае case.
Я
I не
ни
not
могу.
Могу
can
вам
you
помочь.
Помог
help. This translates to, in this case, I cannot help you. Another way to use the word
Случай.
Случай is to use it as an adjective.
Случайная встреча.
Случайная встреча.
Случайная.
Случайная, random.
Встреча.
Встреча, meeting. This translates to, a random meeting. You can also use
Случай.
Случай, as a preposition, but this is less common.
Случайно.
Случайно, by chance, accidentally.
Случай.
Случай, case, this word is the base of the preposition. Pronunciation.
Случай.
Случай, pronounced like Случай.
Случайная.
Случайная, pronounced like Случайная.
Случайно.
Случайно, pronounced like Случайно. Translation.
Случай.
Случай, case, instance, occasion, event.
Случайная.
Случайная, random, accidental, occasional.
Случайно.
Случайно, by chance, accidentally. The next word is that. The word, that, can be used in many ways in English, so to make a Russian sentence using it, we need to figure out what function it has in the sentence. We will use the example, that is a cat. In this example, that is a demonstrative adjective that refers to a specific cat. It is similar to this, but indicates something further away. Это кошка.
Ito.
Кошка. Breakdown.
Это.
Ito. This slash that, pronounced like ato, it is used to point out a specific thing or person.
Кошка.
Кошка. Cat, pronounced like кошка. Translation: that is a cat. Key concepts: demonstrative adjectives are used to point out specific things or people. The main ones in Russian are это.
Ito.
This slash that, and
то.
То. That. The word order in Russian is generally subject-verb-object. That can also be a pronoun, conjunction, or adverb, each with its own translation in Russian. The next word is woman. Hash hash.
Женщина.
Читает. Книгу. Breakdown.
Женщина.
Pronounced ZH open AN stress H lengthened small cap IN schwa is the noun, woman, in the nominative case, which is the subject of the sentence.
Читает.
Pronounced stress T symbol 361 H small cap IT turned A small cap IT is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb, to read.
Книгу.
Pronounced stress KN small cap I letter 261 letter 28A is the noun, book, in the accusative case, which is the direct object of the verb. Translation:
The woman is reading a book. Variations of Zhenshina. Pronounced ZH open air and stress S lengthened small cap IN schwa. Zhenshinu. Pronounced stress ZH open air and S lengthened small cap I, women, plural nominative. Zhenshinu. Pronounced stress ZH open air and S lengthened small cap I, woman, dative case. Zhenshinu. Pronounced stress ZH open air and S lengthened small cap IN letter 28A, woman, accusative case, key concept. The Russian language has six grammatical cases, nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, instrumental, and prepositional, which indicate the role of a noun in a sentence. English and Russian translations. Woman. Zhenshina. Pronounced ZH open air and stress S lengthened small cap IN schwa, read. Chitat. Pronounced stress T symbol 361 S small cap IT turned A small cap IT, book. Knigga. Pronounced stress KN small cap I letter 261 letter 28A. The next word is around. The word around can be used in Russian in several ways, and the choice depends on the context. Here is an example using the preposition ve or kairuge. Vakaruk. Which means, around, in the sense of, surrounding. Sentence. Dietinega I vakaruk dieva. Breakdown. Dieti. Dieti. Pronounced, dietai, means, children, plural noun. Gegai. Gegat. Pronounced, bygat, means, to run, past tense, plural form. Vakaruk. Vakaruk. Pronounced, vakrug, means, around, preposition. Dieva. Dieva. Pronounced, dierivo, means, tree, genitive case, singular form. Translation. The children were running around the tree. Key concepts. Prepositions. Prepositions are words that show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and other words in a sentence. In this case, ve or kairuge. Vakaruk. Shows the relationship between the children and the tree, indicating that they were running in a circle around it. Case. Russian nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. In this case, ve or dieva. Changes to ve are dieva. Because it is the object of the preposition ve or kairuge. Vakaruk. Variations. Ve or kairuge. Vakaruk. Is often used with the verb ha or deiteyeri. Khajit. To walk, este or yateyeri. Stayat. To stand, and esi deiteyeri. Sidiet. To sit, to express movement, or position around something. English to Russian pronunciation. Around. Vakaruk. Pronounced, vakrug. The next word is book. The sentence is Ya lu belu chete ate yirika enige. Ya lu lu chitat knigi. Breakdown. Ya. Ya. Means I in Russian. The ya is pronounced like ya. It is the subject of the sentence. L-U-B-L-U. L-U-B-U. Means, love, in Russian. It is a verb in the present tense, and is conjugated for the first person singular, meaning, I love. The, you, is pronounced like, you. Che-te-a-te-yeri. Chitat. Means, to read, in Russian. It is an infinitive verb. The a is pronounced like a. Knige. Knige. means books in Russian. It is a noun, plural form of knyga. Knyga. Book. The I is pronounced like E. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence that states a fact about the speaker's love for reading books. Variations. You can replace the word knyga books with any other noun that you love to read, such as journalieru, journal, magazines, gazetieru, gazety, newspapers, or poemeu, poesie, poetry. The verb čitateri, čitat, is always used when talking about reading. Pronunciation. Ya. Ya. Ya lu belu. Lu lu. Liu liu chete ate yeri. Chitat. Kaitat, kainigae. Knigi. Kainigi. Translation. Book. Knigga. Kainiga. This sentence demonstrates the use of the present tense in Russian. You can also use the past tense to say, I love to read books. Я люблю читать книги. Я люблю читать книги. The verb changes from люблю, люблю, to люблю, люблю, loved, in the past tense. The next word is family. Моя. Моя. Моя семья. Семья. Family живёт. Живёт. Lives. В. In Москве. Москве. Moscow. This sentence means, my family lives in Moscow. Breakdown of the sentence. Моя. Моя. Pronounced. Моя is the possessive adjective, my, and it agrees in gender with the noun семья. Семья. Family. Семья. Семья. Pronounced. Семья, this is the feminine noun for family. Живёте. Живёт. Pronounced. Живёт, this is the third person singular present tense verb, to live. Where? Pronounced. V, this is the preposition, in Москве. Москве. Pronounced. Москва, this is the prepositional case of the noun Москве. Москва. Moscow, which is in the feminine gender. Key concepts. Russian grammar uses a system of noun cases to show how a noun relates to other words in the sentence. Possessive adjectives in Russian agree in gender with the noun they modify. The present tense of verbs in Russian varies depending on the person and number of the subject. Variations of the word семья. 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 Family. Feminine noun семьи. Семьи. Families, plural form семьи краткое ньеру краткое. Семейные. Family, adjective, for example семьи краткое ньеру краткое альбом. Семейный альбом. Family album, pronunciation, семьи. Семья. Pronounced. Семья Москве. Москве. Pronounced. Москва. English translation. Family. Семья. Pronounced. Семья, Moscow. Москва. Pronounced. Москва. The next word is seem. The word, seem, can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here is one way to use it. Sentence. Он кажется усталым. Он кажется усталым. breakdown. On. Kajitsia. Österlim. He seems tired. On. He, nominative case. Pronounced as, own. Kajitsa. Seems, verb in the present tense, third person singular. Pronounced as, kajitsu. Ustau. Tired, masculine adjective in the instrumental case. Pronounced as, ustau. Key concepts. The verb. Kazatsa. Kazatsia. To seem, is often used to express an opinion, or a subjective perception of something. The instrumental case is used after the verb. Kazatsa. Kazatsia. To seem. Variations. On выглядит усталым. On выглядит усталым. He looks tired. Он производит впечатление усталого человека. Он производит впечатление усталого человека. He gives the impression of a tired person. Pronunciation. Он. Он. Кажется. Кажется. Усталым. Усталым. English translation, seem. Казаться. Казаться. The next word is let. The word, let, can be translated into Russian as пускать. Пускать, which means, to let, or, to allow. Here is an example sentence. Я пускаю кошку на улицу. Я пускаю кошку на улицу. Let's break down the sentence. Я, I, this is the subject of the sentence. Pronunciation. Я, like, я, in, yard. Пускаю. Пускаю, let, this is the verb, the action of letting. Pronunciation. Пускаю, pay attention to the U sound. Кошку. Кошку, cat, the object of the verb. Pronunciation. Кошку, the, K, is soft like in, kick. На. На, on, onto, this is a preposition. Pronunciation. На, like the, на, in, nap. Улицу. Улицу, street, the object of the preposition. Pronunciation. Улицу, the, U, is soft like in, flute. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. Notice how the verb changes to пускаю. Пускаю, to match the subject, I. Object case. The word for cat is in the accusative case, which is used for direct objects. The sentence translates to I let the cat out onto the street. This sentence uses the verb пускать. Пускать, in the present tense. However, you can use other tenses and variations of the word to express different meanings. Here are some other forms of the verb. Past tense. Пустил. Пустил, let, allowed, masculine. Пустила. Пустила, let, allowed, feminine. Пустила. Пустило, let, allowed, neuter, future tense. Пущу. Пущу, will let, will allow, masculine. Пустишь. Пустишь, will let, will allow, feminine. Пустит. Пустит, will let, will allow, neuter. Let me know if you have any other English words you'd like to practice with. The next word is again. Hush, hush. Upright. Yeah. Потерял. Ключ. Breakdown. Upright. Again, this is a common adverb in Russian, meaning, again, or, once more. It is pronounced as, опять, with the stress on the first syllable. You might also see, снова. Snover, which is another way to say, again. I is the nominative form of the personal pronoun, I, pronounced, ya. Patirar. Lost is the past tense, masculine singular form of the verb. Tirat. To lose. The ending. Indicates the past tense, masculine singular. It's pronounced, partirau. Kluch. Key is a masculine noun, and pronounced, kluch. The ch is like the ch in church. Translation. Again I lost my key. Key concepts. Word order. In Russian, the word order is more flexible than in English. Here the subject. Precedes the verb. Потерял. Gender agreement. In Russian, nouns and adjectives must agree in gender. The masculine gender of the noun. Ключ. Key determines the masculine form of the verb. Потерял. Lost. Tense. Russian verbs have multiple forms to indicate tense. Here, the past tense. Ending is used to show that the action already occurred. Variations. Yeshuras. Yeshuras, once more. Zanova. Zanova, again, with the implication of starting over. Pronunciation guide. Apiat. Apiat. Patirau. Partirau. Kluch. Kluch. The next word is kind. Hash hash. On blochin doberim kan ye. Breakdown. On. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. Own. Bl. Was, verb, to be, masculine singular, past tense. Beel. Ochin. Very, adverb. Ochen. Doberim. Kind, adjective, masculine singular, instrumental case. Doberim. Ka. To, preposition. K. Nye. Her, pronoun, feminine, dative case. Nay. Meaning, he was very kind to her. Key concepts. Case, Russian nouns and pronouns change their forms depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. Here, the adjective. Doberim. Is in the instrumental case because it describes the way the action is performed. Gender. Russian nouns and adjectives have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. The noun. On. He is masculine, which influences the form of the verb. Bl. And the adjective. Doberim. Variations of the word, kind. Doberly. Masculine singular, nominative case, good, kind. Doberly. Feminine singular, nominative case, good, kind. Doberly. Neuter singular, nominative case, good, kind. Doberly. Plural, nominative case, good, kind. Pronunciation guide. Own. Own. Bl. Beel. Ochin. Ochen. Doberim. Doberim. Ka. K. Nay. Nay. English translation. Kind, kind, kind. Russian translation. Doberly. Dobry.